Welcome to the People Planet Profit podcast. I'm Hayley Jarrett, CEO of the Supply Chain Sustainability School. And today I'm going to share with you my thoughts on a metaphor that I've used a couple of times in conference presentations, stereophotography and truth. Stereo is a Greek word for solid or three-dimensional, and stereophotography is a fancy way of saying 3D photos. My dad is a retired land surveyor and has been passionate about stereophotography since his university days. He even filmed my wedding in 3D. Before STEM was cool as a kid growing up, I was taught the science behind stereophotography, along with the innovations in viewer technology and the skills to view stereo photographs without devices. Since then, my sisters and I have bored our classmates with projects on stereophotography. We have a Pavlovian reaction to a great location to take a stereo photograph, and we spam our social media platforms with 3D pictures. The easiest way I know how to describe how stereophotography works is that it mimics how our eyes work. Our eyes view the same thing from two different angles, and our brain translates this in 3D. In stereophotography, two images are taken at different angles, and when viewed in a certain way, they appear to be in 3D. It was popular to view them through a device very creatively called a stereoscopic viewer, or some people use the device free eye focusing techniques. Both results in seeing an image in 3D. The first known demonstration of stereophotography was in 1830s by Sir Charles Wheatstone, and by the 1850s, its popularity grew amongst middle and upper class homes, with its popularity peaking in the 1890s. Selling stereo views were a major source of income for photographers, publishing houses and gift shops, like the later popularity of postcards. Billions of stereo views were made in several formats at its peak, which lasted until the Great Depression in the 1930s. Post-World War II, stereophotography re-emerged for the children of the 1950s as inexpensive popular toys like the ViewMaster, and today's children enjoy it in virtual reality or VR electronic devices. I started to enjoy stereophotography as a child in the 1980s and still do today. To see images in 3D without a viewer, you need to get your right eye to see the left image and your left eye to see the right image and then focus. Effectively, I go cross-eyed until the two images become exactly three images, then focus on the middle image until the 3D image pops out. If you're going cross-eyed and not using viewers, you should be warned there's a tiny potential risk to your health. If you have any known problems with your eye muscles, I recommend you don't attempt the cross-eyed technique. If you experience any lightheadedness, headaches, or other symptoms, stop immediately and rest your eyes. Everyone will likely experience some slight eye fatigue when learning the cross-eyed technique. So it's important to rest your eyes regularly and only look at 3D images for short periods of time. Even once you've perfected the technique, don't overexert your eyes. It's easy to take stereo photographs. My dad uses a dual lens 3D photo and video camera. He also uses single lens camera and fancy computer software. I use my phone, sway my weight over my left leg, take a photo, then sway my weight over my other leg and take another photo. And then I use a photo collage app to place the images side by side. If I test it, it doesn't look 3D, I've usually put them the wrong way around. But enough of me waxing lyrical about stereophotography. By now, you're probably wondering what this has to do with truth and the Sustainable Development Goals. I think stereophotography is a great metaphor for understanding that your truth comes from your perspective, and maybe the answer to solving our generation and our species' greatest threat may start from understanding an alternative truth. In stereophotography, there are two images and there is one image. Both statements are true. One in 2D and one in 3D. One with eyes looking straight, the other with your right eye looking at the left image and your left eye looking at the right image. One focuses close, the other further away. It's just a different perspective. The subject has not changed. You've only changed how you're looking at it. Passionate people spend eons of time and effort trying to convince other people why they should care as they do, which facts they should know, and why they should act as they act. But step one of Sustainable Development Goal action isn't changing people's truths on a topic. It's seeing all truths so that you can navigate the journey with perspective and be open to alternate paths to the same destination. Until our next episode, bye.